How's it going, Northwoods? Today is day 15 of our fast, which means we are in week 3 and the final week of our fast. I'm proud of you for sticking with it this far. We can see the finish line. Let's finish strong together. And as we enter into week 3, we're going to shift gears a little bit. We're still going to be talking about prayer, but this week we're going to be talking about expanding our prayer life. You know, Dr. Yongyi Cho was a great man of God who not only lived a life devoted to prayer, but taught a lot about prayer. And one of the patterns of prayer he taught was called ripple prayer. It was based on the idea that if you were to throw a stone into a lake, a ripple would be created that would expand outward in concentric circles. And so ripple prayer is a prayer that expands. It's a type of prayer that expands outward. So it starts with praying for ourselves, our relationship with God. Then we expand to our families and friends. And then you might pray for your community, city, local churches, pastors, all those in authority. Then you move on to the nation and then the world. And I think it's been a helpful prayer pattern to use. But what I've found to be true in my own life and the lives of others is that many of our prayers fail to make it past the very first ripple. There have been times when I've realized a lot of my prayers are about me, myself, and I. Now again, it's not wrong to pray for ourselves, but if that's all we ever pray for, then it might be time to start expanding our prayer life outward. And to help us do that, this week we're going to talk through 6 scriptures that we can pray that will help us to expand our prayer life. And the first passage we will touch on is found in the book of 2 Thessalonians. The Apostle Paul was writing to the church of Thessalonica, and in his closing, he asks the church to be praying specifically. Let's look at his prayer request. He said, "As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored just as it was with you." This is a prayer that will help us to get out of the first ripple and expand our prayer life. Paul says to pray for us so that the message of the Lord would spread rapidly and be honored. So there's 3 ways we can pray the scripture. We can start by praying for pastors. Paul says, pray for us. He was their spiritual father, their apostolic leader. He asked for their prayers. And if Paul needed their prayers, how much more do your pastors need your prayers? So pray for boldness for pastors. Pray for protection over pastors. Pray for wisdom as they make decisions. Now, for many of you listening today, I am your pastor and I covet your prayers, but also I'm guessing there are other pastors who have been influential in your life. Be praying for them. And then pray for the spread of the gospel. Paul also says that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly. And in the same way, we should pray for the spread of the gospel, that not only would the gospel continue to spread in our nation, but that it would spread to unreached people groups in our world. You know, current statistics show us that there are over 7,000 unreached people groups in the world who have never heard the gospel. These are places in South Asia and Southeast Asia. They have the largest population of people who have not heard the gospel. So pray for the spread of the gospel. And then thirdly, pray the gospel would be honored. Paul says to pray for us the spread of the gospel and that it would be honored. So we should also pray the gospel would be honored amongst those who hear it. You know, here in America, most people have heard the gospel, but there are many people who do not honor the word. They dishonor it. So let's pray that the word of God would be held in high esteem, that it would be honored. So let's get to praying today. Blessings to you. Again, I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow.